Hey everybody, it's the Nobody Likes Casey McClain podcast, back for the first time in a month. A lot going on in my life. My wife is very pregnant. She's like, well, July 13th, whatever. We're like over halfway through. Really fucking, we're getting there, folks. We are truly getting there. And I have the day off for International Women's Day, and I was my plan, and I thought this would have been funny, and my wife thought it was funny also, fully approved by my wife, but my plan was to go golfing today, and then I've decided that I would, I'm going to do some stuff around the house, and I'm taking a break from it right now to record a podcast. I'm taking a break from making my wife happy, from making her International Women's Day. To record this podcast. So if you ever hear me do a bit, because I told her that this morning. I was like, hey, it's International Women's Day. I have the day off. I'm going to go play golf. And she goes, you should make that a bit. So if you ever hear it, you know I'm lying. But I was planning on it. That was the plan. I was going to do an episode of Road Hacks with comedian Monica Nevy. She had some promotional stuff to do for an upcoming special, so she couldn't do it. Like a real comic, by the way. That's like, you're like, God, that's real comic shit to have to, no, sorry, I have to cancel this one, like, low-level promotion thing because I'm going to go do this thing that actually is promoting something that maybe will get people to come out. I have a special-ish kind of thing coming out. I've talked about it a lot. Every year I'd like to release about 20 minutes of material, which means that every year I have to write 20 new minutes of material. So it'll come out hopefully soon. I was doing some editing on it today. It's infuriating to watch yourself perform. It's got multiple cameras, so it's a little harder to edit than last year's. It'll be called Heavy Breathing. I'll post about it. You'll know about it. Also, the last podcast of this was a kind of an intro to my podcast, Poor Sports, that I'm doing with Alex Akita. Please check that out. It'll be fun. And I'm going to keep doing this podcast. I've got two interviews lined up. I'm going to try to get some more interviews lined up because I think it's probably like going to just become more comedy focused and less sports focused, which is, that's good. Not everybody likes both. So check out Poor Sports for sports and check out Nobody Likes Casey McClain for comedy. And you're going to get to hear me like 3 days a week if you're a Substack subscriber, soon to be Patreon. We're going back to Patreon when I find the time for it. I once heard this thing that people buy books at bookstores as a fantasy of having enough free time to be able to read that book. And that's what I feel like with these kind of promises is like, I want to have the free time to be able to get this moved over to Patreon. Oh, boy, oh boy. All right. Not a lot to talk about for me, actually, I guess. I said I have a lot going on. The stuff that's going on is like I'm helping Tacoma Comedy Club work towards opening this new location on 6th Avenue. If you follow them on social media, you know that they've been doing that. I'm doing some audio work for them. I'm actually going to go, there was the space, if you're a Tacoma resident, is where Essence Lounge used to be, which also used to be where Hell's Kitchen was, and there was also a place called the Triple Play. It's been a lot of places, and now it's going to be Tacoma Comedy Club's 6th and Proctor location, 6th Avenue and Proctor Street, Proctor Avenue, Proctor. It's not in the Proctor District. It's in the 6th Ave District, but it's on Proctor Way. What is it? Tacoma. I live close to this. I should know this. I just call it Proctor. Is it Proctor Street? It's Proctor Street. Okay. All right. Did you care about that? Also, the other thing that's been going on is my mom broke her leg. I think I've talked about that on this podcast, and things seem to be going well. She's back at work on a scooter and I'm like, helping with as much stuff as I can, bringing her food and shit, trying to make her not starve to death or, you know, eat processed foods, because that's all she can really, like, get up and cook is stuff in the microwave. So let's put the stuff that's going into the microwave, let's make that be the healthiest shit possible. And by the healthiest shit possible, I mean, like, smoked chicken, smoked pastrami, smoked ribs. These aren't exactly health food, but they're like low in carb. They're not chocked full of preservatives, etc., etc. I haven't watched the Chris Rock special yet. I know it's been like a topic of conversation for a lot of comedians and fans of comedy. I have not watched it yet. That being said, I saw Kermit Apio, who's a longtime Seattle comedian, post about how basically, like, if you don't think that the special was as good as his earliest special, like, you go create 5 or 12 hours of content or whatever. And I do kind of think that it's kind of interesting, because I feel that way about Louis C.K. and a lot of comics who, and Kermit made a great analogy, which is the, like, a band, when they make their first album, it's something that they've probably been working on for 10 years or something like that. And when they make their second album, it's something that they've put out in 9 months, because the label was like, fuck, we got to strike while the iron's hot. So sophomore album always, or very typically, much worse. Yeah, I guess like almost it doesn't even matter if it's good or bad. I said a thing on the Poor Sports podcast that I do stand by, which is that I don't think that comedians are the new philosophers, and it's a very annoying thing that the expectation for some comedy fans is that their favorite comedians will also be the new philosophers, which means that, like, even the guys who are pretty philosophical on stage have, like, talked about buttholes and fucking and stuff like that. Like, these are clowns. And we've elevated comedy to this, like, you know, through podcasts and through, by the way, also some comics just having their nose up their own ass, up to this level that's like, I just don't love it. I got in a little bit of a tiff, an argument with this comedian named Augie Smith, who's a great, great fucking comic from, I think he lives in LA, but he's originally from Oregon. And he's like perennial road dog. He's the only comic I ever featured for at Joker's Comedy Club in Richland. And then Joker's got a new booker, and I don't really work for that booker. So I haven't featured there since. But so we were talking about, I basically said, like, I don't think comedy's that important. And it's not like, it's very important to me, but like that it's not that important to the world. And he got mad at me a little bit. And I think that I understand his point. His point was like, comedy's the last. I really do believe that comedy, by the way, is like one of the few jobs that will not be replaced by AI. That's not to say, though, that like the things that kind of surround comedy, copywriting and script writing and stuff like that, that stuff might be supplemented by AI. So I just think like the performance on stage thing is such like a primal human to human interaction, which this was Augie's point also, by the way, but it's such a like innate to human beings thing. To see a person performing is so much different than, like, even if you're a comedy fan and you've attended comedy shows and then you've later watched the special for that comedian, the electricity in that room, and a lot of times that room is less ideally set up, right? A lot of times specials are filmed in a theater. You might see that person in a fucking nightclub underground with fucking brick walls and low ceilings. And that experience is so much better. It's electric. It's way less polished. It's grimy. It's underground. I mean, it's literally underground in some cases. In Seattle, there was a club called the Comedy Underground where you would literally walk down like 30 stairs to a fucking damp basement and watch degenerates And I'm not putting myself, there's comedians who love the, like, romanticize the idea of comedians being degenerates. And I'm not, as comedians go, I am, like, not a degenerate. I have a fucking child. I have a mortgage. I have a car payment. I have good credit, goodish credit. Keep downgrading myself. I'm not saying I'm one of these people. And people fall in love with the idea of, like, I'm a scoundrel. And it's like someone who lost their virginity at 26 and has never been in a fight and, like, has never consumed more than 3 drinks of alcohol or whatever. Those folks aren't scoundrels. They love the idea of comedy making them feel like a bad boy, but not actually doing, not wearing the bad boy costume, not doing the bad boy shit. I'm not here to tell you that comedy makes me a bad boy. You know what? Another thing that bugs me, and we're friends here, so I don't have to worry about you going and telling a bunch of comics how much I don't like this. I don't like when comedians, there's this like common type of joke, which is a comic does a joke, and then they go, I did that joke in fucking this city, and they did not like it. And that's like the whole punch, or I did this joke in that city, and they don't even know what I'm talking about, blah, 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 blah. Now there's, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's good versions of this, by the way. Like, I had my neighbor came to a show of mine, got this guy in for free. He knew I was a comic. I made the mistake of telling him I was a comic. He found my podcast. By the way, I'm sure he stopped listening since then. I get this guy into a show for free, show I'm headlining. I've said this on this podcast before, I'm sure, but he comes up to me and he goes, hey man, I think that online dating is over. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, you have a joke about online dating. I think like as a topic that's just over. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get you. I wasn't like bringing you here to, I wasn't asking for notes. And you know what? When I bring you to a show, I don't even ask comedians for notes very often. But I'll tell you this, when I get someone into a show for free, I'm not bringing them in to give me some critiques on my act. I'm hoping that they will enjoy their time out and not make it weird after. Not only that, he also said that topic's over. So my point is like, sure, there's a lot of people with online dating jokes. My jokes are not like, I went on an online date and it turned out weird. Like, that stuff is not, like, that's, my joke is like about not online dating, how I've never online dated. Is that on? I don't think that won't come out on Heavy Breathing, which will be available on YouTube and wherever you get comedy albums. Also, by the way, go check out a Baby Weight EP, which is on just YouTube. But I think when I put these out on iTunes or whatever, I'm just going to put them both out separately. So yeah, this dude decided that he was going to take this opportunity to tell me, like, that basically he's like, you know, this is pretty hacky, that joke that you were doing. You're doing 45 minutes of material, the crowd was laughing. I've never done comedy before. My favorite comedians are nothing like you. But I'm going to give you my advice, which is that material, I'm an expert. That material, it's kind of hacky. I don't mind topics that have been talked about. There's probably good versions of, I did this in this city, and they did not like it. But yeah, I think that's like a shit easy punchline. That's like, also it's quite often a lie. Quite often the folks that do those jokes are like, they only perform in a Seattle sense. It's like they only perform in like alt room bar shows. When you're doing like exclusively like identity based shows, like here's a female identifying focused show, and you're not doing shows in, you know, the rural Southeast, it's kind of like a caricature of those folks. Anyway. So Chris Rock, though, it's like, to me, the thing with Chris Rock is I'm just kind of happy that he's still doing comedy. I think he's one of the smartest guys. I do think he's bordering on being a philosopher. I think him and Dave Chappelle, to a large degree, have ascended to the point where I can see the argument that these guys are our new philosophers. Yeah, they're both like incredibly intelligent, and also they've challenged themselves in life by being around not sycophants, but some of the most accomplished intellectuals in the world. Some of the most unique and, how do you say has integrity? What's a fancy way? The artists with the most integrity. Like, you look at, like, Dave Chappelle, and you're like, the rappers that he hangs out with, Mos Def is, like, my favorite fucking rapper. Talib Kweli I like a lot. Kanye West, in a couple years, I'll be able to admit that I liked Kanye West again. You know, like, these dudes are hanging out with black intellectuals and people of many walks of life, many political backgrounds. They're not limiting themselves to just like the fucking wokest or most conservative or whatever. I mean, in either of their cases, I think that they're both these guys are like left of center leaning people. But also there's this dude, we don't need to talk about that. Which makes it sound a lot more salacious than I was going to talk about a boring podcast that I listened to. But my point is that like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock get to be individuals and true like thought leaders and comedians. But that's not every comedian. They don't expect that. Nobody wants that from me. Okay? And nobody, I'm not aspiring to be that. And many of the people who claim they are just because they feel like they're on the right side of history. And that's a way to fucking shut down your comedy career to open up some bandwidth that they think they can embody. There was some controversy in the Seattle comedy scene, and I'm not going to get into it, but Maybe in a couple weeks. I have a podcast guest scheduled that I've had scheduled for probably about 2 weeks now to come on in a couple weeks. And provided he does not cancel, you might get to hear a little bit about some Seattle comedy controversy. And then supposedly my buddy Todd Royce will be on later this week and we'll probably release it next week. So anyways, I'm going to end the podcast there. I'm sorry I haven't been doing more episodes. I'm going to start talking to comics more. The other thing is right now I just like don't want to keep having Jess Everett and Gabe Rutledge on every week because these guys have shit to do in their lives. And it's to carve out an hour of their day isn't always the easiest. And so anyway, I thank you for listening to this podcast. Please stay subscribed. It's not the end of Nobody Likes Casey McClain. Just life is getting in the way, and there's more people already listening to this poor sports comedy podcast. So go check that out also, because a lot of efforts are going to go towards that. We're going to have live shows and shit like that. Follow me at the Casey McClain. Watch Road Hacks on YouTube. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later.